This is TWiT.
AI. So what is it, Natalia, that first... When did you first get interested in artificial intelligence?
Well, artificial intelligence is 90% math. So I have a lot of relevant background, having studied math at the university. I first learned on artificial intelligence problems back in 2008 when I was at Microsoft helping to build Bing Search, and worked on search at eBay as well. So very similar problems that give me some of the fundamentals to tackle problems in the field.
And so now everyone's throwing around AI all the time, whether it is actually AI that they're talking about or not. What do you think the fascination with AI now? Is it, as you spoke of before, that it's just more possible to do things with AI? Why is it becoming such a big buzzword right now?
Yeah, so the reason why it's AI has become so huge now is because some of the basic prerequisites for building effective AI are finally at a time and place where they are satisfied. So those three things are having data. In order to build AI, you need to have lots of data that power the experience and the product that you can learn from, create these virtual loops where the machine is constantly learning. The second is we finally have enough compute power to tackle these problems. You need to be able to perform calculations on a large amount of data and do it as quickly as possible. And then three, we've had amazing breakthroughs in the modeling piece, so the data science aspect of it. With deep learning is the biggest one. But those three preconditions have finally been met. And so now we can actually build artificial intelligence products. And of course, the whole idea, the sci-fi idea, the trope of machines taking over is compelling. It's a great story, although we're very far from that.
So you're not in the Elon Musk camp. You're
absolutely not.
Why do you say that? I mean, there's been a lot of arguments that, you know, well, AI is just not smart enough to take over. Is that what it is? Or is it just some fundamental difference in the way it works versus the way human brains work?
We're still so early on. Really, you know, just to get some of the basics up and running takes a lot of effort and time. And it's simply not that advanced at this point. There is promise. Sometimes far into the future, you know, who knows, it could go there. But today, it's still a lot of grunt work just to make things work.
And so I know a lot of people throw around the term AI and neural networks as if they're the same thing. Can you really tell us what the difference between a neural network and AI is?
So AI is it's really a marketing term for a number of different technologies. You know, you have neural networks, you have, machine learning is really fundamental of artificial intelligence. And there's deep learning where you have layers and layers. And neural network is taking some of the ideas around how the brain works and trying to apply them to artificial intelligence problems. But really, AI is the marketing term. When we talk about AI, most of the time we talk about machine learning, which is simply having an algorithm that learns, gets better over time by feeding it an enormous amount of data.
So that really is what you've been working on. I mean, if you were working on Bing, then, I mean, that's the same part of the same thing, right?
Yeah. So one of the biggest applications of machine learning is ranking of search results. And both Bing and Google, that's how they serve search results, in fact. And the typical use case.
Yeah. And so you have would you describe discrete AI as your side project or your hobby? Yeah. What would you call discrete AI?
So this Creed AI is simply a way for me to explore some ideas in the field. And so currently we're playing around with voice applications where we leverage Amazon Alexa and Google Home. We have some enterprise scheduling solutions that we're working on at the moment. And then we plan on looking at recommendations, which is a problem I worked on a great deal at Salesforce. I ran one of the teams that serves over 100 million recommendations per week in the Salesforce platform. And then also we're looking at some AR and VR problems as well. So very exploratory at the moment.